This is Lama Lake Shea Dekiling, and this is the teaching on the practice of Jetsun Droma Ritu Loma Gyunma, which translates as the Noble Lady Tara of Mountain Retreat Clothed in Leaves, also known by her activity as the Tara who dispels epidemics. This is a Yidam practice. The Yidam Tara has 21 manifestations so that she can manifest in every circumstance that calls for compassion. Each of the 21 Taras are an expression of a slightly different aspect of compassionate quality of awakened mind. It's always the case in Yidam practice. We are not worshiping some outside entity. We are reawakening, or maybe you could say rediscovering, our own innate capacity for compassion. It's always been there, but maybe through countless lifetimes, for various reasons, we've lost our experience of it. The function of this particular form of Tara is to dispel pandemics and their causes, to bring healing and well-being to all. So to begin this practice, it's always good to settle for a moment. And as a support for this, we can strike the bell 3 times. On the first strike of the bell, you can let go of thoughts of the past. On the second strike, let go of thoughts of the future. And then on the third strike, let go of thoughts of the present and come into relationship with your own direct experience at this very moment. And then you proceed to refuge, reciting the refuge prayer 3 times. When we take refuge in the Buddha, we're taking refuge in the radiant awareness of our own Buddha nature. Refuge in the Dharma is placing our confidence in the truth of direct experience. Refuge in the Sangha is refuge in the community of those who have accomplished the way. And then the final line of the refuge prayer is an expression of bodhicitta, our wish to awaken for the sake of all beings. So the refuge prayer goes like this. Until enlightenment, I take refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Through the accumulation of merit and wisdom, may I awaken for the benefit of all beings. Until enlightenment, I take refuge of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Through the accumulation of merit and wisdom, may I awaken for the benefit of beings. Until enlightenment, I take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Through the accumulation of merit and wisdom, may I awaken for the benefit of all beings. So you see that that's recited 3 times. Having completed the preliminaries of refuge and bodhicitta, now you gaze into the open space in front of you. And in that space, a fully blossomed lotus appears. It's made of light. It has no substance whatsoever. Then on top of that lotus, a moon disc appears. And then seated on the moon disc, Jetsun Drolma Ritu Lunma Gyunma appears. Her body is made of light, translucent. Her color is a kind of reddish yellow, the color of saffron. She's seated. Her left leg is bent at the knee, drawn in close to the body. Her right leg is slightly extended, signifying that she's ready to spring up and offer immediate assistance when you call to her. Her hand is on her right knee, her right hand, palm up, and fingers extended slightly downward, so open-handed in the mudra of generosity. Her left hand is raised and holds the stem of a lotus between her ring finger and thumb at the level of her heart. The lotus blooms near her left ear, and atop that lotus sits a zomtog, a round vessel that's filled with medicinal herbs. This Tara is youthful. Her hair is black. Some of it is tied in a top knot, and the rest falls freely down her back. She has 2 eyes which look on beings with compassion. She's dressed in the upper and lower garments of a peaceful deity, including many colored silks. She wears all the usual jewels, a crown, three necklaces, long, medium, and short, earrings, various bracelets, anklets, and so on. You create this visualization in three dimensions, but she is translucent, completely made of light, and yet alive. When you've established this visualization, now imagine that light emanates in all directions from her heart center, so in the chest, halfway between front and back and left and right, and that light touches you and all beings and everything in the environment, purifying all of it. This light continues as an offering to all awakened beings. Now you invoke the quality of awakened mind and compassion that dispels pandemic and its causes. At this point, many Taras, infinite Taras, like the one in front but of varying sizes, rain down and melt into the Tara in front. She radiates even more light, more brilliantly, to all beings in all directions. And as you visualize that, you have no worries, no judgment, no need to fuss over the clarity of the visualization. Just as clear as it is fine. Just have some confidence that Tara is there. You look into her eyes directly and imagine that she also looks at you with your gaze of compassion and care. Give yourself some time to experience that. And now you recite the homage to her whose two eyes shine with the luminosity of the sun and the moon, who dispels virulent epidemics with two Hara and with two Tara. Imagine now that within her body the mantra begins to sound along with resonant vibrations and light continues to emanate in all directions. From Tara's right eye, the brilliant light of the sun radiates forth and destroys the pandemic and its causes. From her left eye, the luminous light of the moon appears as nectar, and this luminous nectar flows from her left eye to all beings, including you, and brings healing and a sense of well-being and ease. This nectar enters the crown of your head and descends through your central channel, fills your body and the body of all beings as you recite the mantra. Imagine that this healing energy reaches you, all beings, anyone who needs healing. Maybe you're thinking of someone in particular at this time, perhaps someone with COVID, for example. As you recite Tara's mantra now, imagine that the sound of your voice mixes with the sound of hers. The mantra is Om Tare Tutare Ture Nama Tare Mano Hara Hung Hara Svaha. You would recite this mantra 7, 21, or 108 times, or as much as you like. When you finish the recitation, pause and feel the impact of this practice. Take your time. Give rise to the confidence that the light has healed, dispelled, and destroyed the effects of the pandemic and its causes, and that the nectar from the left eye has brought healing and well-being to all. Now, Tara dissolves into a tiny drop of light, saffron in color, and very brilliant like the sun. That light moves to the crown of your head and enters the central channel and travels to your heart center. Take some time to feel the light radiating and filling your body. Have confidence that all beings have received this blessing. And then when you feel ready, rest body and mind inseparable from the awakened body, speech, and mind of the noble Tara. Now you dedicate the merit to all beings. Through this goodness, may awakening spontaneously arise in our streams of being. May all obscurations and distortions fall away. May all beings be liberated from suffering, the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death.